the storm is constantly moving air vertically upward. And so we feel that with lower atmospheric pressure at the surface. And in fact, the storm on December 31st was so intense, it evacuated approximately 10% of the mass of the atmosphere above it. So there was only 90% of the atmosphere by one metric above the center of that storm.
How big was the storm and how low was the pressure kind of there at the center of it?
Well, the storm in terms of the size, we can talk about kind of the sphere of influence, and it was probably generating conditions that were felt across a 800 to maybe even 1,000 mile diameter. But the intense winds and more acute impacts were probably limited to more of a 200 to 300 to maybe 400 mile diameter. And the storm on December 31st had a low pressure of 924.8 millibars. A standard sea level pressure is about 1,013, so about 80 to 90 millibars below standard sea level pressure. And it was a record for estimated and measured pressure anywhere in the North Pacific Ocean. So we have really good records going back to about 1950 for stations, you know, with actual meteorological equipment, and then also estimates based on, say, ship reports or weather balloons or satellite imagery. So by all those metrics, this was the most intense storm in the North Pacific, at least since 1950.
And if you were out there on the ocean while this was happening or on a remote island out there, what would you have experienced?
Well, if you were in a boat, there's a buoy that reported seas, I believe, up to about 60 feet. And if you were on land, you experienced very strong winds. So there were winds, you know, over 70, maybe even 80 miles an hour on some of the islands in the Western Aleutians.
Now, one thing that strikes me about this here in Anchorage, and even I think out on the western coast of Alaska, was there much of an impact out there?
The silver lining was, for the vast majority of people, there was really little to no impact. So the high seas, the high winds, the precipitation, those were all limited to areas, you know, more than 1,000 miles away from Anchorage, and more than, say, you know, 600 or 700 miles away from the southwest coast of Alaska. So it was a record. It affected Alaska. We set a state record at Shemya, the lowest for the entire North Pacific. But the impacts to most Alaskans were negligible.
So we get to say that was our storm, but we didn't have to deal with it too much anyway.
It's kind of the best of all worlds. You know, you get to kind of claim a record without having to experience the worst impacts.